The greatest show on a Thursday morning, 10 minutes past 7. You're on 88FM, coming to you live from the heart of Ballito. Welcome to your Thursday. Ah, the greatest show, the greatest radio show, on the greatest radio station. But speaking of shows, you've got a, sort of a double whammy there from the greatest showman, the Panic at the Disco doing their version of the greatest show. Before that, Kiala Settle and the greatest showman ensemble, giving you a little hint of where we're heading right now with a special chat, because there is an amazing show rolling into town next Saturday, and you might have seen the posters on the lampposts around town telling you that Chicago, but not Chicago as you might know it, Chicago the Teen Edition is coming to Ballito. Ashton International College is going to be hosting an incredible extravaganza on stage in the beautiful Grace Hall, and today we've got a full studio, a full house, and some of the stars that you will be seeing on stage in studio right now, along with head of culture, Tara Blake from the Ashton fraternity in the house. Tara, good morning. How are you today?
I'm so well.
Look, you are obviously in great company here. Lots of talent alongside you. We've got three of the cast members. Caitlin Nyker playing Velma. Caitlin, you're here. How are you doing?
I'm here. I'm doing very well, thank you.
Brilliant. We're going to get you properly on the microphone in a second. We've got April Drew as well playing Roxy. How are you doing, April?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm so excited to connect with you guys. And Kyle Nyetland playing Billy. How are you doing, Kyle?
I'm good, thanks, Mike.
Yay, guys. I'm really excited to find out about your experience building up to this opening night. But first, Tara, I wanted to ask you, it's an interesting choice of production. Why Chicago, of all plays?
Why Chicago, of all plays? Well, I'm sure those people who know the show a little bit absolutely fall in love with the music.
That's it.
It is so vibrant. It's got a jazz element to it. And the storyline is intriguing. So I always love a show that has got a surface storyline and then an underlying storyline. And I was thinking in the car on the way in, you're a dad.
I'm a dad.
You're going to start watching movies like Shrek, things like that.
I've already started.
It's already happening for you. And I'm sure adults can relate. If you're watching, the kids are loving the show because it's funny and it's got bright colors and that kind of thing. But in Shrek, there are a whole lot of jokes that the adults get.
There's different levels.
Different levels, layers, like an onion, I think they talk about.
That's the Shrek thing, yeah.
And so for me, Chicago has got the big, vibrant dance numbers. It's got awesome songs, amazing music. And then it's got this really interesting storyline with characters that are meaty and interesting and amazing to play. So when you look at a musical and choose a musical, I like to look for something like that, and then obviously look at the students that are in the school at the time and choose something that they're really going to enjoy getting to grips to.
Going to shine.
Grips with, yeah.
Man, but now this is not just Chicago. This is Chicago, the teen edition. So what's the difference there?
The difference is just to make sure that it's appropriate for the age of student that is performing and watching. So if you're familiar with the movie, then it's a little bit
things have been adapted.
Maybe some of the words are not appropriate, so the lines are slightly different. The storyline essentially is the same, and it's just appropriate for the age of the student.
Amazing. And an exciting challenge as well. And pulling this off in a school environment, doing this musical, has it been a journey? Has it been rewarding? What have you been getting out of the experience so far?
Well, it's essentially a year-long journey. These guys would know, sitting to my right here, because we start talking about which musical we're going to choose a year in advance. And then we always do a big reveal where the students don't know what it's going to be, and we get everyone excited, and then it's auditions, and then it's the process of the rehearsals and all of that. But for me, I just love the way a musical will bring a community together, because you are using so many different skills. We've got someone designing the set on CAD, thanks, Tian, and we've got someone doing costumes and someone else doing choreography and singing and the orchestra. We've got a live orchestra accompanying these amazing students. We've got the acting. We've got I don't want to leave you out, the backstage, it's so the sound and the microphones, and you've got someone doing the screen, and so it draws so many different skills, and you get to know so many different people across the staff and the students. It really does just pull a school together, and the support at our particular school is amazing. So thanks everyone who's listening. We appreciate it.
Oh man, so you're getting the picture. This is a full team effort. It's a mega production, and tickets are available right now via web tickets. So you know it's like a real thing. You know, it's not just like it's a school production, but it's like not. Don't think you know school level production. This is big stuff. But right now, enough from the teacher. Sorry, Tara. I mean, I love talking to you.
I'm so happy to hand over.
We're gonna swing the microphones over here and make sure that everybody has got a microphone, because I want to get to talk to the cast. I want to talk to the students playing these exciting characters. So let's start off and find out about the characters that you guys are playing. Starting off with April, tell me about your character.
Okay, my character is Roxy Hart. She's kind of like this sassy little queen who she lives quite a simple life, mm-hmm. But she wants a lot more in life, as many of us do. She wants a lot more, but she kind of got old. She didn't really get it. And then something big happens. I won't spoil anything, but yeah.
She sees a chance.
Yeah, she's got a chance.
And if you know the movie, you know the character Roxy, it's a really exciting role to dive into.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what you do with it. Caitlin, tell me about the role that you're playing.
So I play Velma Kelly, and she's also a very mischievous, sassy, feisty character. She has quite a rivalry with Roxy over here, just similar to real life. And Joe. I love April. So she's an amazing character.
Okay, so you both have got some really exciting dynamics to play with here. Juicy, meaty, as Tara said, lots of layers here. And Kyle, tell me about your character.
Yeah, so I am playing the character of Billy Flynn. He's the smooth, manipulative lawyer, you know. Got the picture.
Yeah.
So he basically twists truths and embellishes to win cases for his clients, but that's not actually what he cares about. He's actually just in it for the money, you know. Lawyer.
Wow, okay, so these are complex characters to embody, but it sounds like you guys have really got a good handle on the sort of the psychology, the headspace of where these people are coming from.
Yeah.
And I want to know, what prompts you to audition, to take a chance, to say, I'm going to go for it and see if I can land a role in this particular production, Chicago? April, what made you decide?
Well, the story is actually, at first I wanted to audition for Velma because she's this really cool character and she has like the coolest songs. I didn't really know much about Chicago at the time, so I really got into it. I watched the movie, I did stuff, and I saw Roxy and I was just like, you know, actually she's going to be cool. And I knew for me it would be a lot harder to portray myself as Roxy than as Velma. But who doesn't love a good challenge, you know?
Wow.
So yeah, and I love Roxy Hart. Like, she's the coolest character. Okay, she's kind of a naughty little girl, but she's a cool character to portray.
You relished the challenge. I like that. And from your side, Caitlin, was it also something of a desire to take a chance to push yourself out of your comfort zone? What made you decide to audition?
Oh, definitely. I think when I was auditioning for Velma Kelly, it was an immediate, I want to play this character. I read the description of her that was in the audition booklet, and I watched the movie, and she was just such an amazing character. And personally, I'm more of a dancer than I am anything else, and that's Velma Kelly. So I just saw myself in her, and I wanted to just go for it.
You sold me. Kyle, from Billy's perspective, was it a character you knew you could pull off?
Well, actually, I had a few teachers come to me when we heard that we were going to do Chicago, and they actually told me that I'd be all right in the role, so you kind of feel like you have to audition then, you know.
And look, they were on the money. It's all right.
I think the word we used was amazing for the role, not all right.
Okay.
Can't see for yourselves, though.
This is the thing, like, you're talking about it's one thing, but actually experiencing it, and those that have had a little insight into the what's building up, if you've seen some of the rehearsals, some of the previews, some of the stuff I've heard, is that this is just on another level. Looking at the characters, though, getting back to the characters, what are the favorite things about your characters and about the rehearsals, getting these characters to play alongside each other. April, what's that been like?
So for my character, I love how confident and secretly smart she is. She kind of manipulates the entire show, everybody in the cast, obviously with the help of her greasy lawyer. and she kind of, without anybody really knowing, she kind of manipulates and she gets herself to where she wants to be. That's what I love about Roxy. She's very confident, very strong-willed and stuff. And then rehearsals... Oh, I love rehearsals. It's like the best part of my day. But there's a specific moment during rehearsals where it goes from, you know, blah, 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 teacher, please help me with my line, to I am this character. And that, like, that snap of a moment, that is what I love. Because it just all comes together and it's so beautiful and I can't wait to show the audience.
Snap! I'm excited. You guys are getting me fired up for the show. Tell me, Caitlin, from your perspective, what's it been like?
So in rehearsals, I think the best thing is that we're also connected as a cast. So from the first audition, I knew that we were going to be an amazing cast because my first audition or second audition was with April, and we immediately connected. Our characters worked so well together, and that rivalry, we really pulled that off. don't know how, but... And I think in the rehearsal area, it's just so amazing because you read the script and you don't think how you could possibly... pull this off on stage or how it's going to turn out. But in rehearsals, you just see everyone working really hard and they all have the same kind of love for this show that you do. So it's great to see that.
Amazing. And Billy, do you second that notion?
Oh, absolutely. I agree completely with them. I think the cast is a really cool group of kids. At Ashton, we have a very strong cultural department. So it's just nice to see them working together in rehearsals and the constant improvement every day you go back.
And tell me, personally, having now been part of this experience, you're still going through it. What are you getting out of doing this show? Do you feel like there's a takeaway that you didn't have before?
Yes, I think, well, I'm in my last year of schooling at Ashton, and it's just a great opportunity to just grow as a person. You know, I've never done something like this before, and doing it for myself personally, it's just an amazing experience.
Would you say the same thing, Caitlin?
Yeah, I aim to pursue a career in culture, so this is going to really help me.
Wow, this is in April?
Yeah, I've always kind of been on stage, and I've loved the stage. I mean, I was Ashton's Got Talent winner, not to brag. yeah, it's just so amazing to be on stage, and it's a very different thing. Obviously, Ashton hasn't had a... theater production for quite a few years because of COVID and all of that stuff, and this is our first one for a while, so you know, there's kind of this pressure to impress, but it's pushing us and I love it, and we're all just doing so well, and I see myself improving, I see myself stepping up, taking a new role, and I see the cast as a whole doing that, and it's just the most amazing thing.
Wow, guys, well look, I feel like I'm not interviewing a couple of high school kids here. This is like behind the scenes of a movie. You've got this level of, I can tell this is a big deal, but you're approaching it with a maturity, and there's just the caliber of the whole thing is really impressing me. I want to swing the microphone back 1 second back to Tara just to talk about it. We've got 4 shows coming up, folks, so you've got 4 chances to catch this amazing production on stage, kicking off Saturday the 22nd. Is that next Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is soon.
Soon. So there's going to be between Saturday the 22nd and Tuesday the 25th of April, the 6 p.m. shows. There's also going to be a Sunday show at 3:30.
At half past three, yeah.
There'll be a matinee.
For those that like an early night.
Hey. And tickets available via web tickets right now.
Via web tickets right now, absolutely. If you just go onto the web tickets site and you search Chicago or Ashton, you'll find your way.
R90 each. It's a steal for a show like this. Come on, get yourself onto web tickets right now if you're at your computer or if you've got a phone in your pocket. And obviously, this is putting Ashton on the map in a big way in terms of culture. As we mentioned, it's been a while since we've been able to put on a show like this.
Yeah, it's so exciting.
But
I was nervous because I wasn't sure how the students would respond to this level of expectation and work, and they have just stepped up. You guys are amazing, just amazing.
I'm so excited. I haven't been this excited to see anything this year, to be honest with you. So I really can't wait to check it out. I know it's going to be an absolute one for the books. In fact, I'm probably going to have to attend more than one staging.
You'll see something different every show. There's so much going on.
Oh man, you see, this is it. I love it. I love the way it's pulled so many people together. It's gotten the community buzzing. The show is Chicago, the Teen Edition, debuting on stage next Saturday, the 22nd, at Ashton International College, Bolito, on the beautiful Grace Hall stage. Tickets R90, available buy web tickets right now. And my special guests in studio with me, Tara Blake, head of culture, Caitlin Nyka playing Velma, April Drew playing Roxy, Kyle Nedling playing Billy. Guys, thanks so much for giving us a little insight into your world.
Thank you so much for having us. This
thank
was really
you.
A pleasure.
Yes, it's been amazing.
Hey, guys, thank you for your time. And break, what do they say in theater? You don't say good luck, eh?
Break a leg.
Break a leg. Break two. we'll see you on stage next Saturday.
Yes.
Yep.
You heard it on Radio Life and Style.